Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we were taught that the ungodly may interpret our fervency for the things of God as losing temper or being unkind. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
If you become fervent for the truth and you preach the truth in love, folks will fault your fervency as losing your cool or losing your temper. If you say strong things in defense of the truth, as Jude 3 points out, they will say you are unkind. But men will use very fervent language about politics, about sports, and other things, yet no one questions their loss of temper or cool. They think that we should be very calm when people tear the Word of God to pieces. If anything calls for fervent and intense feelings, it is the defense of the Word of God. It is the defense of the gospel against false teachers as well as against false translations of the Word of God. The dirtiest thief this side of hell is one who compromises the gospel and allows people to go to hell by preaching a repentless salvation. Or they simply hold back part of the truth so as not to offend men. Preaching, my friend, must be from the Word of God. It must not seek to change the Word to fit in with and condone the world as it is today. Rather, we must preach the truth and help Christians conform to the Word instead of conforming to the world. Ours is still old-time Bible preaching from this old-time King James Bible. Not because we like a style. Rather, we are for the truth. Repentance and righteousness in the Christian life, although it may not be liked or accepted by the world, yea, even the religious world. Now, friend, we are not trying to reconcile God to the world. Instead, our ministry is to try to reconcile men to God. Don't ever lose sight of that. See, it is the truth that sets men free. To be a slave to public opinion is not to be a servant of God. We are servants of Christ, not men. If we are servants of Christ, then, my friend, we are His bond slaves, and we are His to do His will. A minister, called of God, sincere in heart, and loyal to God, will never fear the audience before which he stands. In Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 22, it says, because with lies, and he's talking to the preachers, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthen the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Now, isn't that what they do today with a repentless salvation, promise of eternal life? I think of Martin Luther. Martin Luther said this, if I profess with the loudest voice and dearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at the moment attacking, then I am not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefield, except in that point where the devil attacks, is merely flight and disgrace if we flinch at the point where the battle rages. True lovers of God do His will, and they fear to offend God before they fear to offend men. When there is a choice between the way of men and the way of God, this man always chooses the way of God, regardless of the cost, because he knows ultimately there is eternal glory. The heart must open to God in the ministration of the gospel. If only we knew more of this agony of soul and the earnestness of purpose for purity, holiness, and His glory, that souls might be brought to Christ, how many more would we see confess His name? Do we want a feelings-based religion? Then feel keenly responsible for the souls of men going to hell, and love Christ, and love those souls enough to tell them the truth. Have strong feelings for the holiness and righteousness of God. We have an open opportunity to do this today, unless you're not saved. If you're not saved, my friend, then I must say to you, you don't have an open opportunity. You don't have an opportunity to serve God until first you receive Him. But understand, if you'll receive Christ as your Savior, then you have an opportunity. You have the greatest opportunity. You have an opportunity to know that if you died, you'd go to heaven. You have an opportunity to be saved from hell. You have an opportunity to be saved from the shackles of sin. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Friend, that includes me, and that does include you. And the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift, not as the wages we've earned to go to hell, but the gift, what we've not earned, is eternal life. But it's only through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, our wages called for death. But the Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. My friend, Jesus Christ died for every sin you ever have or you ever will commit. He was buried. His spirit tasted death and the depths of hell for you. 3 days later, He re-entered His body and rose up from the dead. He did that for you. That's why today we read in Revelation 1:18 that Jesus has the keys of hell and of death. That's why we also read in John 14:6 that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's done all the work. There's no work that you can do to go to heaven. Faith will not save you. Repentance will not save you. Calling upon the Lord does not save you. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves. That's the work. Yours is to repent, believe the gospel, and call upon Him. My friend, you can do that right now. You can do that right where you are. Why not right where you are right now? And bow your head and pray this prayer. I'm going to pray a prayer. The prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it. But if this is your true desire, and you want delivered from your sin, that's what repentance is about. You're wanting delivered from your sin. And faith is to trust your eternity with Jesus Christ. You're trusting that His payment on the cross, His shed blood and His resurrection, indeed paid the penalty for you. And if that is your desire, then my friend, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. Right now, right where you are, won't you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. Take my sin away. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you and you really meant it, then you won't be ashamed. Romans 10:11 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. So, my friend, if that's the case, then write us and let us know that you've asked the Lord to save you. I'd like to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. The booklet is free. It's a 10-chapter book, and it has questions in it that you answer yourself. You look up the answers yourself. It's not something that you mail the answers back to me. And it will instruct you in the new Christian life. It will teach you how to study the Bible to get more out of it. It will teach you how to pray. Hey, it'll teach you the kind of church you ought to go to. It'll tell you about doctrine. It'll tell you how to serve the Lord. It'll show you how to lead someone else to Christ. And it has many helps in it, but it can help you if you don't write and ask for it. So if you'll write and ask for it, I'll send it to you absolutely free. If you're already saved, but you'd like to have that booklet, write us and say, Brother Andy, I promise I will use the booklet to try to disciple a new believer. Then I'll send that to you. Now also, let me remind you, our trip to Israel is November 9th through the 17th of 2007. Our announcer will be giving you both our web address as well as our physical address. And if you're on the internet, you can go to the web address and then email and ask for the material for Israel. Your church may want to send the pastor and his wife. Some of you are in churches that you might have 100 to 200 people in the church, and your pastor could not afford for he and his wife to go to Israel. But if the church together sent him, then he and his wife could go, and it would be so much of an improvement in his preaching if you do that, because he will learn so much more about the Bible he's preaching from being there and learning more about it. So, my friend, let me encourage you to send your pastor with us. So get our address, write us for the information, or go to our website and email us or even telephone us from our website. Our announcer will be giving you all of that in just a moment. And I do see that our time is up. So I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.